Us young people are the key to this generation. Some of us spend all day on social media and some of us create a podcast. Hey, I'm Faith Aguilera and I am the host of Little Girl, Big Thoughts. I talk about real life issues that certain people like me feel like we don't have a say in. Come along with me as I explore my thoughts.
Faith here from Little Girl Big Thoughts, and today I'm going to be talking to Shiva. I really hope I'm saying her name right. I literally do so horrible with names, but today we'll be talking about everything varied from fashion to politics, and she's also from India, which is so cool. So we're gonna also hear a little bit about growing up in India. But before we start, don't forget to follow my Instagram and my TikTok, Little Girl Big Thoughts POD, and my Twitter is faithonline_. I upload every single Tuesday, and you can stream me everywhere from Google Podcasts to Apple Podcasts, and I love to see you guys there. So let's start with me, and I'm going to introduce Shiva. I've got some things I'd like to say about her. She is a fashion enthusiast, activist, and writer from India who is passionate about LGBTQ rights and women's rights. She finds that people from all communities matter and expresses her voice through writing and raising awareness on social media. She also loves playing around and expressing herself through fashion. And I've said a little bit about her, but there's nothing like actually hearing it from her. I'm going to let herself introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Shiva. I'm 17. And thank you for the great introduction. I'm from India. I've been living here my whole life. I was born here. Yeah, that's about it for now.
Yeah, we'll just get into the questions so everyone can like get to know you a little bit more, and then no problem. Also, go follow Shiva's Instagram. I'll leave it down below in the description. As always, I'll leave everyone's Instagrams there so you can go see what she's up to. So I like to hear a little bit about like what it's like living in India, and just things the media doesn't really share about your beautiful country. I just love your community and everything. So,
I mean, I feel like everybody goes through this phase where, especially the people I'm around, where they don't exactly like living here, just because it's a time where you get into social media and you kind of see, you know, generically white people, to be completely honest, living their lives in like America, for example, and you start to kind of hate your culture a bit. But I feel like the last 2 years I've really, you know, embraced living here, and I feel like it's a unique experience to have, and I'm actually really proud of where I'm from and the culture that I'm from. And I do like living in India. It's a very unique experience and it is very beautiful, and the food is great.
Yeah, that's a plus. I mean, I know there's nothing like Indian takeaway here, but I just want to go to India to experience like everything. And it's so pretty. And the media, like, same things with, like, Africa, LICs. The media is always like, oh, this place is more of, like, a poor country and stuff. But I know there's such beautiful parts of India that the media doesn't even want to show us, and, like, such pretty parts.
Yeah, there are a lot of nuances to India that you won't understand just through seeing a picture or watching a short video. I feel like you really need to experience it. And I feel like the people here are, like, people nowhere else. I've never met any people like I've met here. People are generally super welcoming, honestly, like, and also people do speak English here, guys, like, people speak English, so don't worry about that. But people are really welcoming and do try to help people out, honestly, which I don't think many people would expect.
Yeah, that's so cool. Definitely one of my bucket lists is to go to India. So I'm going to jump into like your fashion, because obviously you love fashion. So when did your love for fashion actually start, and why?
So my dad's a photographer, and he was a fashion photographer. So he used to take pictures of, you know, clothes and models. Mm-hmm. And, you know, seeing those growing up, it was always like, you know, I want to be wearing those, or I want to be around those. And, you know, I was just so fascinated by the world of fashion and world of clothes, and just to see the process of how, you know, campaigns come to life and how clothes look in person. It's such a beautiful thing. And I've just been around it my whole life and been around different types of art my whole life. And so it was just kind of a natural progression to get into fashion.
Oh, okay. And like, why is fashion so important to you? Like, why is just fashion something you love?
So I feel like there's so much power in a good outfit, however cliche that sounds. No matter how you're feeling that day, if you put on a great outfit, it's automatically gonna lift your spirits. And I feel like for some material things to have that much power, it's really important. Also, the fact that it's so individual to each person, and no two people can have the exact same style, even if you try. And that's a kind of unique thing that I don't think you find in many other industries where it can be so personalized to just you.
Just the person, yeah, of course. I think style is so important and it's so different in so many ways. And the way people express themselves, it's like it's amazing. So, what lifestyle changes have you been able to incorporate to help you with balance and everything? Because, like I said at the beginning, you do a lot about fashion, politics, activism, just kind of everything. So how do you balance all that?
So I do the IB, right? Which in itself is a lot of work.
Yeah, I can
So
imagine.
I feel like I'm pretty good with, prioritizing what's really important. And now since I've kind of decided I want to study fashion too at uni, it's kind of been easier prioritizing it since my hobby and my work has kind of come together, if that makes sense.
Oh,
And
yeah.
activism and, LGBT rights has always been something I've really been, an advocate for. And that I do mainly through school too and school projects. So I feel like, and both are very interconnected, even though it wouldn't seem like it. And I do try to make time for both because both mean equally as much to me, even though they are different.
Oh, that's so cool. 'Cause like what you said in the beginning, like now your work and your hobby is now combined together. And I really do hope you go through the fashion route. So what do you really want to be like? Do you want to be a model, fashion designer, stylist? Like, what's your
So
role?
none of those things. I'm
Oh.
definitely not going to be a model. I'm not tall enough for that. But so I'm more into, the buying, advertising, merchandising side of fashion, but then also the editorial, like magazines type.
Tell us
So
about that.
I've dabbled a little bit in both, and those are the things I like the most out of all the things I've done.
Oh, okay. So you're like more of like an IT person
More
and
of the business side, I would
the
say, of
business.
fashion.
Oh, okay. So is your goal to like have your own business, like your own fashion business, or work for a big brand? Like, what's your goal in fashion?
Hopefully work for a big brand or a big department store, or a big magazine. That would be great too, because I'm not exactly sure if I want to go the merchandising, buying, or the editorial route, but depending.
So when you get there, you'll just know. It'll just lead you to the path. So what are your opinions on politics in the Western world? Because I know it's very different from India than it is USA and UK. And I'm sure you read the news and see what's going on. So.
I feel like every place has its pros and cons, honestly. Like, India has its pros and cons. America has its pros and cons. I mean, they did. I mean, Biden got elected, so I think that was a big win for, the left-leaning people.
Yeah,
But
less.
I feel like no place can be for perfect, and we can't expect it to be perfect. And I feel like COVID actually has really brought out the true side of the government, if that makes sense, because you
Like the
really get,
imperfections, yeah.
yeah. In my lifetime, I mean, in like Gen Z's lifetime, I don't think there's really been a major catastrophic event, because I was born in 2003, so there's been nothing. I think after that, I mean, wars and all, yes, but I think there's
Yeah.
nothing that's been affecting the whole entire world that I have seen that's affected my life so deeply and my government so deeply.
Yeah.
So I feel like we really can see how they work, if that makes sense. And India has had the same government now for a few years, actually, because there
Oh.
is no like two-tier system, like
Oh.
two,
Years.
like what? Yeah, the
Yeah.
two-term system. So it's been there for a
Oh,
while.
you can have two terms. Oh, okay, I understand that, yeah.
Yeah, they can go on for however long. Like you'd have to
Oh.
get reelected.
Do the people of India still vote who they want, though? So are you guys keep voting the same person?
We vote every few years, but
Okay.
like it's not, like in America, you can only have the same person for two
terms. Yeah, two terms, yeah.
That's not the thing here. You can just keep getting re-elected.
Yeah, if they wanted to be forever, they could be forever.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I feel like it really showed the imperfections, but it also showed how a country can come together. Mm-hmm. I have never seen so many people working towards the same thing. And I've never seen so many young people. Like in India especially, I've seen so many young people encouraging their parents even to wear masks and to be careful more than the other way around. So that's been really
That's good. I feel like COVID like has brought out a couple of pros from like the countries and people, and it is really important. Okay, so you mentioned you're such a big advocate for LGBTQ and women's rights, like especially. Why? Like there's always a why.
So those are the two things, one, I feel personally connected to, but also because those are the two things I really find an issue with in India. LGBT marriage is not legal yet. So that's been a huge thing people are fighting for. And it just got decriminalized in 2018. So people could be put in jail before 2018 for being
gay.
And women's rights in India also are very behind, just because, I mean, we have had a female prime minister, so apart from that, it's just the fact that the whole traditionalist idea has kind of...
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Sorry, go on. I understand where you're coming from, because like Africa, where I'm originally from, the women are usually stay home, don't do this, the men always do stuff, and it's so traditional, and it's like, why? Like, women can get out there and do stuff as well. Well, it's crazy how you guys, only the LGBTQ right, going to jail after 2018. Like, that felt like, that's only 2 years ago. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's a good movement anyways. Let's keep moving forward. Think about the positives.
people are, I just want to put a disclaimer that people are trying really hard and there is progress being made, and you know it can't happen overnight, but that doesn't mean that nothing is happening at all. It's just something that I want to push forward, especially to young people, to you know not be ignorant and not be like disrespectful, and you know just not be mean.
Hopefully. Over here as well, there's a lot, especially in the UK, I feel like gay people get frowned upon, like in our younger community, like people use the word gay as like a slur and like the F word, obviously. Like, why? Like, there's no need. But you also mentioned that you do writing. Can you speak on that and talk about that?
So writing has always been something I really like doing, and I've been a part of a few online magazines as well as school magazines. And there's not anything I specifically like writing about, but it usually revolves around politics or pop culture anyway, just because that's what I like talking about. But it's something really therapeutic for me, and it really feels good, you know, when you produce something and you see it being published, for example. So just because like it feels nice when people are like care about what you have to say, if that makes sense.
But
I really like writing because I feel like it's a very effective way for me to just express how I'm feeling, honestly.
Yeah, writing is so cool. I did an interview with a girl who does writing, and I used to do writing a lot. I mean, I stop now because I just can't write. That's so cool. And it is really rewarding when you see people sharing your stuff and like they're actually enjoying it. It's really rewarding. So speaking on like rewardness, what would you say is your biggest achievement, like in your whole 17 years of life?
That's kind of hard.
It's a bit of a big question. You can have a minute to think about it.
Okay, so it's not happened yet, but so I got a fashion internship in June and July, and I'm not like telling the whole world where yet, but it's super big company in India. Like it holds a lot of value here, and I'm super proud of it because like they usually don't take under 18 people, but because of COVID they had less applicants anyway, so I guess that worked out for me.
Sick.
But I mean, I know it was because less people applied because of COVID, but I'm still really proud of getting it.
No, I don't think that means anything. I mean, at least they saw your application and they liked you. I'm sure quite a lot of people still did apply. So what would you be doing in an internship? Like, what would you...
So it is in a magazine department. So the editorial side, which is one of the things I was, you know, looking at.
So you go in like through the summer, is it like a job or you like you don't get paid like volunteer?
I don't think I get paid, but...
Oh, okay. But I mean, if you are applying for schools in the UK for fashion, that's going to be so good on your resume.
Yeah.
Like for unis, they'll be like, wow, wow, that's the girl I want. That's so sweet.
It's good enough.
Okay, so what would you say to people from countries where social media is like looked down upon and people who want to like start a platform and start talking, get into fashion, get into activism, get into all that? Because I know it's not that easy for people like who are not like from countries where people are like, oh, social media, like, ew, why is she starting YouTube? Why is she doing this? And stuff like that.
So the first thing I would say is be safe, just because like your safety is a priority. So, you know, don't put out like your location and things like that if you know people are not going to be the most accepting of things like of social media in general, because that's something that I've seen some friends struggle with, because, you know, people have gotten a hold of things they shouldn't have gotten a hold of. But apart from that, I would say, I mean, this sounds cliche, but just don't care what people say, because in 5 years when you're social media famous, you're not going to remember them.
Yeah.
And like, you never know till you try. And like, I've just started getting into it too. Like, I'm not super great at it and I'm not super big either. But it makes me really happy, you know, to put out content that I like. And if I can have that self-validation, it's worth it enough to be made fun of by a few people who I'm not going to remember anyway, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's like, that's what I always think. I'm like, in 5 years' time, this is going to matter to me and probably no one else who's around me right now. So why care? Especially also...
If you can make a change to one person's life, because this is more straight into the activism route, but it can, you know, apply to fashion too. If you're going to change one person's life by what you write or what you say, isn't that worth a few people getting pissed off over?
I've
gotten messages from people in, you know, in my school, a few, like many years younger than me, that, you know, you've helped me come out, for example. And that's a huge honor. Something that really means a lot to me. And I'll take all the criticism and, you know, mockery if that person, you know,
feels safe
has to do that now.
That's so cool. Especially like if younger people like reach out to you, that's just sick. That's just so cool. Also, my last question, which is actually quite sad because I love speaking to you. Do you have any inspiring or like interesting stories that you'd like to share? Kind of like how you started and stuff like that.
So like I said, I started because of my parents, and so there's a lot of, I've dealt with my fair share of bad things in my life, I would say. And like the one thing that is made me, you know, happier honestly is helping other people, which is what I was getting to earlier, is that like I feel like service is the best way to heal yourself. Is that, I don't know how that works, but for me that's really worked out great. And I feel like just kindness honestly is really important, because if I can extend somebody else kindness and empathy, maybe, you know, the world, or at least my small bubble, will become a happier place.
Yeah, and plus it's always good, the more positivity you give out to the world, more positivity you're going to get back. And
my grandmother always told me, you need to respect people's time, I need to respect people's being. If you respect those two things, like there's nothing else you need to do. Those are the two, like, I don't know, she lives by that, so I think that, yeah, I try by that too. Respect people's time and respect people's being. And I feel like if everybody did that, life would just be so much easier.
Yeah. Your grandma sounds like a wise woman for those words. That's so cool. I'm gonna use that as my little caption. Respect your being, respect the person's time. That's so sick. Is there anything last minute you'd like to talk about, put out there, any projects that you're doing right now or anything?
Yeah, go follow me on Instagram, because I'm gonna keep y'all updated with, you know, the internship and what else I'm doing, and you know, just kind of my style journey. So if you wanna see that, just follow me.
Definitely, guys. Like I said, I will leave the link, so it's gonna be easy for you to just click the link. It's just a couple of clicks. And thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. And I hope that you got something from it beneficial. I hope that this episode was good for you guys. Please let me know what you think about it, and please give Shiva a follow, leave her a DM, get to know her, because she's just so amazing to talk to. Don't forget, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review, which is very helpful. And stay safe and tune in next Tuesday for a new episode. Bye, guys. Okay, I'm gonna end it now.